This is a CHLY and CVOX News Update. National Poetry Month has sprung to a start in the Comox Valley with the Downtown Courtney Business Improvement Association and Artful the Poets joining together once again. Last year, their poetry walk won the 2024 Best in the West Award from Business Improvement Areas of BC for inventiveness, community engagement, relationship building between business and arts, and repeatability. The event is back and bigger this year with the addition of two interactive poetry booths across town. The poetry booths invite passersby to engage directly with the art by sitting and speaking with a poet before they write a brand new poem right there for the patron to take home. For a peek into that experience, here is poet Diana Kolpak reading out the poem she has just written for local resident Caitlin Leahy at a poetry booth outside the Courtney Library on Saturday, April 5th.
Okay, so Katie was here a little earlier, right, Katie?
Yeah.
So, Katie, I learned from Katie that today they went and took out some money to pay for their first house, and that her dad and her mom are here too, and her dad is happy because he just had heart surgery and everything's going great, and he moved to the island just last year, right? And so I asked her to pick a postcard from a selection I have, and it's got shells on it. And she also requested that I use the words Little Red House in her poem. So this is for Katie. We leave behind a scattering of memories, dream patterns in the sands of time to remind us where our footsteps have taken us, life lessons to guide us forward, to futures both planned and unplanned, hearts beating bright and strong, a little red house full of sunshine, so many miracles that rise as joyful songs of the everyday.
Oh my God!
I know, those are bawling.
Oh my God!
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. God. Anyway, it's gonna go in our home.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, thank you so
poet
much.
Poet and event coordinator Diana Kolpak spoke to CHLY and CVOX at the library after that moment you just heard about the poetry walk and the poem she read for Katie.
As you've just seen, it can be quite emotional and miraculous and stunning. So, yeah, I just like to help foster creativity and bring a little joy and magic into the world.
Kolpak says that she calls herself a storyteller, but using different media, from poetry to fiction, theater, and photography to tell her stories. She says the motivation for adding live events to the poetry walk this year was
just looking for a way to make poetry more accessible to people and to help people understand that poetry isn't something that just sits in dusty books on a shelf somewhere, but that it can be fun and it can actually be very interesting and heartfelt moment of human connection.
A second pop-up poetry booth will take place on Saturday, April 12th at Gladstone Brewing Company from 2:30 till 4:30 p.m. Kolpak says that compared to the library,
it'll be a different sort of crowd, and I'm looking forward to whatever that adventure turns into as well.
When asked about the experience of writing poetry on the spot, face-to-face with her audience, Kolpak said it is wonderful and a little bit terrifying, especially when they ask for rhymes.
I love the challenge of it and the thrill of it, and just like you just have those magic moments that you can't predict are going to happen, and that's what life is all about.
Another new addition to the poetry walk this year was a poem palooza, hosted at the library following the pop-up booth last Saturday, where the 25 poets involved in this year's walk each had the opportunity to perform a selection of their poetry. The poetry walk itself is a collaboration between those 25 poets and 25 businesses in downtown Courtney. For the month of April, each poet has an 8-line poem painted on their partner shop's window, all located around 4th, 5th, and 6th Streets, as well as Cliff and Duncan Avenues. Readings of each poem are also available to hear on the Downtown Courtney Business Improvement Association website, read by the poets themselves. The windows were painted by local artist Kelly Everill.
It's just a really interesting and, I think, forward-thinking way of bringing together business and culture. And then people can walk around all month and look at the poems on the windows, which is quite lovely.
Kolpak says that Artful the Poets meet at Artful the Gallery the first Monday of every month for live readings of poetry. So if you don't get your fill this National Poetry Month, there's plenty more to go around. Until then, enjoy rambling the streets and reading the poems, decorating storefronts throughout downtown. For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.